It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 22nd.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is preen, spelled P-R-E-E-N. Preen is a verb that means, when used of a bird, to groom with the bill, especially by rearranging the barbs and barbules of the feathers, and by distributing oil from the uropygial gland. It can also mean to dress or smooth oneself up, to primp, or to pride or congratulate oneself on an achievement. Preen can also mean to make oneself sleek or to behave or speak with obvious pride or self-satisfaction. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Mercury News of San Jose by Joan Morris. Adding a water source to your yard will also attract birds, providing not only drinking water for them, but a place to wash their feathers and preen. The word preen hatched in the 14th century in Middle English, and early on it displayed various spelling forms, including P-R-A-Y-N-E and P-R-E-N-E. It traces to the Anglo-French word purwandre, or poindre, linking pur, meaning thoroughly, with wandre, meaning to anoint or rub. One of the first writers known to apply preen to the human act of primping was Geoffrey Chaucer in the Canterbury Tales. Centuries later, sometime during the late 1800s, the prideful meaning of preen hatched, joining another bird-related word, plume, which was being used with the meaning to pride or congratulate oneself from the first half of the 17th century. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.